Meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 41 on August 30th, 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, Alan, Boban, Denise, Eric, Carrie-Anne, Lauren, Navid, Norm, Ram, Scott, Zarko, and apologies from Russ Housley from ICANN.org attending today. We have Jennifer, Alice, Nagar, Steve, Brenda. I have no observers at this time. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking? And I'll turn the call over to, am I turning it over today to Jennifer? Eric, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
I'll get you
better
next time, I promise.
You're
welcome. No, you did great. Hi, Eric. This is Pavel speaking. I didn't hear my name, so I just wanted to make sure I'm also noted that I'm on the call.
Great. Thank you, Kaveh.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great. So hopefully everyone can see the slide that's up in the Connect room. So if not, please type something in the chat room or feel free to interject. Is everyone seeing the agenda slide?
Hi, Brenda. This is Dr. Gordo. I'm joining the talk.
Yeah.
I'm in the health environment, so I'll leave you my microphone on there.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Matagaro. Okay. Hearing no objections that the slide about the slide's visibility, except for those that are on audio only, obviously. Quick sort of overview of the agenda today. We've just done the welcome roll call. In a moment, I'll hand it over to someone from the staff to provide an update on Barcelona. Then we'll discuss finalizing the terms of reference and scope. So this will be hopefully the point at which we converge on that and put a pin in it. Put a fork in it. Then we'll talk about the draft communique and look for feedback from the team. Then we'll agree on an approach to the work plan and talk about outreach in our comms plan, establish an approch, and who the pen holder will be. Then if we wind up getting through all that and we have sufficient time, then we'll start talking about SSR1 recommendations, and staff will provide an update. So before we get started, any comments or questions about that, any agenda bashing that anybody would like to do? Okay, I see no hands. I hear no objections. So I'll turn it over to someone from the staff, Jennifer or whomever, to talk about an update on Barcelona.
Thanks, Eric. It's Jennifer here. Hi, everyone. Just a quick update on Barcelona at this point. We have communicated to the meetings team the review team's request for 2 full-day face-to-face meetings on the 21st and the 24th of October. All our meetings team contacts are this week on PTO. They'll be back in the office next week, so we'll follow up with them. But we just would ask for your patience in the next couple of days until we get some, until they're back in the office and we're able to get some assistance from them in terms of.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Great, Jennifer. Thank you. A couple points of order on that one, if you don't mind. One, is it at all possible to give a rough ETA, even though the support team is on PTO, when we might hear back from you all about prospective timing? And also, I see Denise's hand raised, so she'll probably cover the thing I was going to hit next. So, Denise, go ahead.
Thanks, Eric. Actually, I had two things. One, it would be useful if staff sent a placeholder calendar invite to review team members so everyone can hold time on their respective calendars for that face-to-face meeting dates that we've selected in the ICANN meeting. And also, as we've discussed, if you could just confirm that staff also will be exploring arranging for backup rooms that can be canceled in the event that everything comes together within the ICANN venue in a reasonable time. We're committed to ensuring that we are fiduciarily responsible. So we want to lock down this meeting, get people's travel arrangements done as early as possible to save money. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Denise. Jennifer, go ahead.
Sure. I just wanted to confirm that, yes, we will be looking into the alternative arrangements as we discussed, you know, perhaps an alternative room in a venue somewhere. These are all things that we need the help of the meetings team for, but I just want to, you know, reassure you that we are working on that. And as, next week, when the meetings team are back, we'll be able to give you a bit more input into timelines and hopefully have a more a better update for you next week.
Great. Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah, if I could just sort of ask in the sort of the written communication that we have about this back and forth to and from the team, if we could just include that that consideration for external venue, separate room, just so that it doesn't drop off people's radar and people are cognizant of that as a way to sort of avoid having to book flights and hotel rooms at the last minute per Denise's comment about fiduciary responsibility. So if you could just keep that in the writing, that'd be really helpful. Thank you.